This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer with Ladies Who Sing the Blues and Beyond. This hour devoted to Billie Holiday.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
God Bless the Child, a signature song Holiday co-wrote and recorded in 1941. Billie Holiday was born Elnora Fagan Goff in 1915. She had a rough childhood in Baltimore. Holiday heard blues and jazz in gaming and prostitution houses. In her later New York City career, from Harlem shows to downtown cafe society, she became known as Lady Day, the definitive popular singer in jazz. Biographer John Zwed.
She hated the idea that she was called a blues singer. She was a torch singer, and that was any white singer. So she was crossing race lines, crossing territorial lines, and gender lines.
Singer Cassandra Wilson.
She had a very singular voice. It was not like anyone else's. She developed her craft, honed her craft with musicians. And you can tell by the way that the musicians react to her that they are very, very respectful of her as a musician. And this is something that, even today, is very important for singers.
I'm so weary and all alone. Feet are tied like heavy stone. Traveling, traveling, all alone. Who will see and who will care about this load that I must bear? Traveling, traveling, all alone. Prayers I send to heaven above about my burdens, wars, and love. Head bowed down with misery, nothing now appeals to me. Traveling, traveling, all alone.
Billie Holiday, age 22, 1937, in the New York City studio with beloved bandmates, including Lester Young, tenor sax, and trumpeter Buck Clayton. Billie Holiday's 1956 autobiography, Lady Sings the Blues, was based on conversations with ghostwriter William Dufty. A mix of tragedy and romance, triumph and defeat, it was a strangely compelling personal mythology that would be revised in nearly 40 biographies attempted since. There was a reading by Gilbert Milstein from Lady Sings the Blues at Carnegie Hall, 1956.
This is Billie Holiday's story. Mom and Pop were just a couple of kids when they got married. He was 18, she was 16, I was 3. I was a woman when I was 6, big for my age, with big breasts, big bones, just a big, fat, healthy broad. So I started working out then, before school and after, minding babies, running errands, and scrubbing those damn white steps all over Baltimore. And I never got beyond the 5th grade. But whether I was riding a bike or scrubbing somebody's dirty bathroom floor, I used to love to sing all the time. I liked music. If there was a place where I could go and hear it, I went. Alice Dean used to keep a whorehouse on the corner nearest our place. And I used to run errands for her and the girls. When it came time to pay me, I used to tell her she could keep the money if she'd let me come up in her front parlor and listen to Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith on her Victrola. I guess I'm not the only one who heard their first good jazz in a whorehouse, but I never tried to make anything of it. If I'd heard Louie and Bessie at a Girl Scout jamboree, I'd have loved it just the same. But a lot of white people first heard jazz in places like Alice Dean's, and they helped label jazz whorehouse music.
In the end, the greatest truth left by Billie Holiday is her voice, as artistic triumph over poverty, alcohol, drugs, and domestic violence. Many songs she sang about love's troubles have been interpreted as expressions of personal pain. Biographer John Zwed.
We do, I think, have a tendency to want to hear in the song the person's life and treat it as an autobiography because it clarifies things for us and makes connections. In other words, we have a tendency to forget that there is acting going on here. There's artifice, there's effort, there's calculated but artistic intention operating at the same time.
Holiday's ability to bring songs written by others into her voice and emotion is legendary, as in her bright beginnings on the Harlem scene with bandleader and pianist Teddy Wilson, joined by Lester Young, tenor sax, Buck Clayton, trumpet, and the clarinet player Johnny Hodges in New York City in 1937. Billie Holiday, I'll Get By. Critic Gary Giddens and others have commented on Billie Holiday's complexity of personae and appearances. Giddens said, "Elated or dour, funny or truculent, sweet or sour, Our Lady of Sorrows or 52nd Street Queen, early Billie or late, Billie of Hope or Heartache." Her initial producer John Hammond and band leaders like Count Basie and others always wanted Holiday to sing the blues and fit their expectations. Much of her music had blue notes and the artful mingling of joy and sorrow. But she was more a bringer of blues attitude, often in other music styles. Cassandra Wilson.
You don't have a jazz vocalist without blues. You can't pass go. You have to go through that. That's a mother. Blues is the mother. And you can't reach jazz unless you're able to go through that energy that creates the blues. But I really dug Billie's blues because it's a woman's anthem and really showcases her independence and her beauty and her power.
My man.
Sounding a lot like Bessie Smith, Holiday's own composition, Billy's Blues, with Bunny Berrigan trumpet and Artie Shaw clarinet, 1936. Again, John Zwed.
Even her blues come off as sort of jaunty. Although she sang a lot of sad songs, and a lot of these songs are not exactly sung sad. I'm thinking of things like No Regrets. She's talking about the end of an affair in which she gets dumped, but she's doing it at a walking tempo, like, I'm out of here, and, you know, it was fun while it lasted, and I can handle this.
No regrets, although our love affair has gone astray. No regrets, I know I'll always care, though you're away. Somehow our happy romance ended suddenly. What you say or do, I know our love will linger when the other love forgets. So I say goodbye with no
Holiday and her Orchestra, 1936, No Regrets. That mix of pain and joy is linked to the double consciousness in Black cultural expression that many have observed from W.E.B. Du Bois right up through Stanley Crouch. The self-confidence in her voice is a transcendent marvel. And we'll hear more of Billie Holiday's voice when American Roots returns.